Moving on now to our next story, Palestinians have urged the international community to take action against Israel over the way it treats Palestinian prisoners. The appeal came in the form of a formal letter sent to the European Union and to the permanent and non-permanent members of the UN Security Council, except Australia. It called on the international community to pressure Israel into annulling its policy of detention without trial of Palestinian prisoners, which clearly violates international law. It also demanded their immediate intervention to hold Israel responsible for the health of the prisoners on hunger strike. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are refusing to eat to express their opposition to their detention without trial. Nearly 130 of them are on hunger strike since April 24th. Of that number, 75 are being treated in hospital. Mr. Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement is with us on the line from Berkeley. Mr. Larudi, welcome to the Top Five, sir. First of all, tell us about administrative detention in Israel and why it's been allowed to continue despite the condemnations and despite the fact that it's against international law.
Administrative detention is essentially arrest and detention of individuals without charge. No charge is leveled against them. They simply seize them and put them in jail for an indefinite period of time. Now, Israel has a few rules and regulations about how it does this. It can only hold them for a maximum of 6 months, but it's renewable. The 6 months is renewable for another 6 months and a third 6 months. After 18 months, you're supposed to let them go. So you do. You let them go. Give them a couple of days with their family, and then you rearrest them, and they're eligible for another 18 months altogether before you do it again. This is without charge, which is not to say that they can easily create some charges to put them in prison permanently. All of this is happening, but in order to issue some charges against them, the charges will look foolish in the case of some individuals, so they hold them without charge. And this is against international law. It's against human rights law. All of these things. But why it's been allowed to continue? It's been allowed to continue because nobody will do anything about it. Nobody will hold Israel accountable. Israel is allowed to do whatever it wants with another people under occupation. There are very few situations on the face of the earth where the world tolerates this kind of behavior.
And now those prisoners have gone on hunger strike, Mr. Larudi. Do you think that this hunger strike is going to, raise more awareness about their condition and that it will lead to some action in their favor?
It will raise awareness periodically. If Palestinians are dropping like flies because of malnutrition in Israeli prisons, then the world will pay more attention. I'm not at all certain that they will do anything about it. They have not shown that they're willing to do something meaningful. On the very few occasions, it's been decades since the United States or anyone else has done something significant that actually changes the behavior of Israel. And if anything, we've become more indulgent with their excesses and their brutality. So there's no indication that any of this will actually change their behavior, unfortunately.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Mr. Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement, with us on the line there from Berkeley.